comforting the afflicted, afflicting the comfortable, and proclaiming the sanctity of human life are some of the phrases that capture best the theme of this Sunday. Since 1972, the first Sunday of October has been designated by the Church as Respect Life Sunday, also known as Sanctity of Life Sunday. We are all challenged by today's society that denies the sanctity of human life while promoting a culture of death played daily on our TV screens. In the first reading, we join the prophet Habakkuk in asking God, "How long, O Lord, I cry out to you, violence, but you do not intervene." Habakkuk's prayer is answered by the Lord indirectly. He is taught to write the vision down. It is certainly going to happen. You can record it even before it takes place. Do not despair. God will ultimately transform evil into good. The vision has its time. It will happen. In the second reading, Paul reminds us of the gift of God that we received and the need for strong faith and trust in God. Paul challenges us, saying, "For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power, love, and self-control," in other words, discipline. So we must not be ashamed of our witness to the Lord before the world. The gospel starts with a genuine prayer of the apostles, "Lord, increase our faith." In response, Jesus uses the image of uprooting a tree through the incredible power of faith. The tree is an image of the status quo of violence and destruction of human life. Jesus teaches us that with the smallest amount of faith, the size of a mustard seed, one can uproot a large tree like the mulberry tree, which has long and stubborn roots. If we are faithfully united to Christ, we can be transformed into more effective instruments of the Lord in transforming the culture of death into a culture of life. We are therefore challenged to make our choice, to serve Jesus Christ or to serve his opponents, to engage in battle with Jesus or to remain indifferent. The message may be summed up in a few points. One, the readings underline the transforming power of faith when put into action. Two, we must not despair. God will ultimately transform evil into good. The vision has its time. It will happen. Three, the readings challenge us to give witness in a secular culture of death that destroys human life by promoting a culture of life, by being lovers of life ourselves. This may mean marching together to the state capital to express our moral conviction against legalization of abortion. It may mean sticking out our necks on the firing line for our faith or risking the possibility of persecution and even death. And finally, the readings challenge us to make a choice, to testify to a culture of life that respects the sanctity of human life or to remain indifferent. The choice is yours. I am Monsignor John Binda. God bless you.